time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lisa Langley.
Good morning. My guest this morning, joining us virtually, is Greene County Clerk Shane Scholler. The clerk's office is obviously extremely busy these days in preparation for the November 3rd general election, so thanks for taking time to join us this morning, Shane.
Hey, thanks, Lisa. Great to be here with you.
So what's the most common question that your office is asked these days about the election?
Right now, it centers upon the absentee voting and mail-in voting and what the difference means. And so that's right now the biggest question we're getting.
You want to expand on that and kind of give people a rundown? We're getting close to the deadline, which is October 21st, so a couple of days. You want to talk about what they need to be doing right now and what the best way to proceed if they want to vote absentee or mail-in?
Yeah, now I appreciate the opportunity because there are a lot of questions. The legislature earlier this year did expand the absentee reasons to be able to vote, and they added the seventh reason. As most folks probably know, in the past when people have voted absentee, it's because they were normally going to be out of town, for example. And then there was one other reason, which was health-related, that said if you are have a sickness or confined and cannot get away from your home, that you could use that, and it did not require a notary. Well, the legislature realized during the COVID-19 period that really that was not adequate for people who had increased risk for a real severe illness if they get COVID-19 or if they contracted. And so they went ahead and added the seventh reason for 2020 only. And so if you fit the CDC guidelines, for example, you're 65 or older, immunocompromised, have heart disease, lung disease, liver, kidney, a number of things are listed there, then you qualify to cast that ballot absentee with the seventh reason, and it does not require a notary either. Now,
and you think they have time right now to do that since it's so close to the 21st?
I mean, we've got 2 days, especially for those right here in Greene County. If you're outside of Greene County, we're going to do the best we can to get that ballot in the mail and mail to you quickly. But for residents here in Greene County, I still feel confident even now you can request it. We'll get it mailed to you. And the U.S. Postal Service does a great job here in Springfield of getting that turned around once we deliver it to them and the voter brings it back. Our option is the other thing I wanted to mention, and that is if you don't qualify for that seventh reason or any of the absentee reasons, that's the no excuse option that a voter can have the ballot mailed to them. They have to request it in writing or in person. They cannot send it by email, and then they have to have that ballot notarized as well before they send it back. So if you don't qualify for the reasons and you still don't want to be the election day, you have 2 days to make that request as well.
Okay, let's flip that. What if somebody thought they wanted to do mail-in or absentee, they received that ballot in the mail, and now they decided, you know what, I want to go in person. What can they do?
If it's absentee, bring that ballot with you. We will spoil it here in the office, and we will issue you a new one. On the day of the election, we'll do the same thing, polling location. They will spoil that, issue a new ballot, let you vote there. Now, if it's a mail-in ballot, you're going to have to look at those reasons. Do you qualify for one of the seven reasons? Then you can bring it in prior to election day. If you do not qualify for any of those seven reasons, then come on election day with your ballot in hand, and then they'll do the same thing. They'll spoil that, issue a new ballot the day of the election.
What else should people be prepared for on election day?
Well, we're just reminding people that clearly during COVID-19, we're going to be taking precautions on their behalf. And so we want to remind people that if you have a mask, bring a mask, think about your neighbor. Clearly inside the city limits of Springfield currently, that is an ordinance. And so if you're outside city limits, we will have masks for people that don't. And then we just remind people, you know, we'll have markers there to keep people socially distanced 6 feet apart. We'll have plexiglass shields there between you and the election judge as you check in to vote to protect you and the election judge. We're going to have pens that will be there that will be given to the voter, so we're not exchanging pens all day. We'll be cleaning the voting services. But any measures they can take to protect themselves, we encourage. And don't forget your ID. Bring your photo ID. Bring your voter ID card. Just make sure you have that to identify yourself with when you come to vote.
Okay, but let's be clear. We don't have to have photo ID. An ID, your voter registration card will work.
That's right. That's why I mentioned the voter ID card.
Yeah. Okay. And so what's the prediction for turnout?
I anticipate no less than 70%. I think we can actually exceed that this year just based upon the volume of absentee requests and mail-in ballot requests we're getting, what we're seeing people come in and vote. There's clearly high interest in this election, and I think we're going to see that all the way through until 7 o'clock, election night, November 3rd.
Thanks so much for taking time to join us this morning. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise, Lisa. Appreciate it.
My guest this morning has been Shane Scholler, Greene County Clerk. This and other Making Democracy Work programs can be found at ksmu.org. Thanks for joining us.